Hi there. The word for you today is on the danger of pursuing power. In Proverbs 29 verse 23 we read, "The humble retain honor." The first lie Satan told Adam and Eve was a direct appeal to the ego in all of us. He said, "You will be like God." Whoa. The crafty old Satan pulled back the curtain of heaven's throne room and gave her first parents a glimpse of the power and the glory. And guess what? They were hooked. And we've all been hooked to some extent ever since. If you've spent any time in the company of social climbers and name droppers, you realize that nature hasn't changed much. It's still about staying on top. And since manners can take you where money can't, or at least can't alone, do you know that you can actually take classes that teach you something called power table manners? Honestly, things like never handing your plate to the server and never stooping to retrieve dropped silverware. In fact, to ensure your place on the ladder of upward mobility, a cardinal rule is never stoop at all. Not even to help meet people's needs, or admit your own mistakes, or give to those who can't repay you. The pursuit of power makes you think you're a bit better than others, and it prevents you from serving them. It makes you susceptible to flattery, resistant to honest counsel, and eventually leads you into isolation and non-accountability. You see it every day in little things like never complimenting those under you in case they, quote, forget their place, refusing to be loving and courteous to your mate in case you lose your most powerful weapon, control, putting personal ambition ahead of personal integrity, withholding intimacy to punish and manipulate someone. Sound familiar, any of this? Such power plays are designed to get you what you want at the other person's expense. But it's wrong, and the Bible puts it this way. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble retain honor. Think about it.